Hello, listeners, and welcome to Health Talk Radio Africa. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi. As a 10-year-old girl, I witnessed a pregnant aunt eat cold ashes straight from the charcoal stove. I was shocked because to me, the ashes were definitely not food. Several decades later, while working as a nutritionist in a remote part of Kenya, I witnessed a group of indigenous tribal women eating clumps of red clay at a roadside construction site. Interestingly, a majority of the women were young and pregnant. Older women just liked the taste of the freshly dug red soil. I must admit, the fresh red soil had a pleasant, deep red color and aroma was really inviting to me. A few weeks ago, I was buying vegetables at the open-air market in my neighborhood. A pregnant woman joined me. She had been walking for more than 3 kilometers looking for edible clay stones to eat. She was so overjoyed to find edible stones at our vegetable market, and she eagerly ate 2 large ones, then bought a 0.5 kilogram of stones. Listeners, take a walk around your local open-air market. Most likely, you will come across women selling stones or baked clay chips. Often this baked clay comes in different colors, sizes, and shapes. Ask what the clay stones are for, and the saleswomen will tell you they are for pregnant women suffering from nausea, upset stomach, or just craving them. This practice of eating clay is widespread throughout the African continent and other parts of the world, including Asia. In today's program, we explore this phenomenon called geophagia, which is the practice of eating soil or clay by pregnant women. So the question is, why do pregnant women eat soil or clay? To get this answer, my team and I searched far and wide for an expert on geophagia, the practice of eating clay and soil. We were pleasantly surprised when the expert on geophagia is a doctor of nutrition from my own Department of Human Nutrition at the Technical University of Kenya here in Nairobi. Dr. Judith Waswa holds a Master's of Public Health from Moi University, a PhD in Applied Human Nutrition from the University of Nairobi. Currently, she is a lecturer and the chairman of the Department of Human Nutrition and Dietetics at the Technical University of Kenya. Dr. Judy Waswa has published widely, and she has come up with a locally made solution to this problem of eating soil, or known as geophagia. Listeners, let us welcome Dr. Judith Waswa.
Hey, welcome, Dr. Waswa, to Health Talk Radio Africa. We are so privileged to have you. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Mugambi, for inviting me to your program. It is my pleasure to be in the program. Thank you.
Oh, welcome, Doc. Now, I've got so many questions to ask you, Doc, but let's begin. Why do pregnant women say they eat soil or clay? What reasons do they give? Because it's so amazing to see someone eating stones. It's so amazing to see someone eating red soil. What reasons do they give?
The practice of human beings to eat soil is called geophagia.
Yes.
Now, this practice is common among women.
Yes, yeah.
But it has been reported even among young boys, young school-going boys.
Oh, okay.
Although it is common among pregnant women,
yeah.
Actually, even young women, young adolescent girls practice geophagia. So it is not only a practice of pregnant women.
Oh, it's by everybody then.
It's actually by everybody. Yeah. It is a habit.
Okay.
Yes, it is a habit. So several reasons have been cited by those who eat soil as to why they eat the soil.
Mm.
Among the pregnant women, they grave for the soil. They say they have the urge. They have just a natural urge during pregnancy to go for the soil. The smell of the soil, especially when it rains, the clay soil smells good.
And delicious.
Yes, they go for it. And mostly they go for termite mounds because of the smell.
Wow.
So they say the smell tastes sweet.
Sweet.
Yes. The smell is...
Okay, it's inviting them.
Yes.
It is inviting them.
Yeah.
Ah.
So most of the women who eat soil during pregnancy, some of them have eaten before the pregnancy.
Okay.
Others, the craving is triggered by the pregnancy itself.
Okay.
Mm. Now, scientifically, it has been reported that the craving could be as a result of low iron.
Okay.
Because of the pregnancy.
Okay, yes.
Yes, triggered by the pregnancy. Mm. So during pregnancy, you could say it is because of the low iron. But some of them, it is a habit that they could have carried.
Okay.
Yes.
Some women, including my aunt, will say it reduces nausea. Have you ever encountered that excuse? That if they eat soil or clay, stones, it will reduce nausea, it will reduce the problems of pregnancy. Have you ever seen that before or heard of that?
You know, pregnant women have all crazy reasons to why they behave the way they behave, but they do not understand themselves as they do these things. It could be physiological.
Yeah.
It could be physiological. Mm. Actually, I've not come across a woman telling me that she's doing that because of reducing nausea, but they just say they don't understand why they have to do that, but they just have, if they do not eat, then life will not be the same. The craving.
And it's the first thing in the morning, they're looking for soil.
Yes.
First thing.
Yes, anytime. In fact, there's one who told me she has to sleep with it under the bed so that she takes any time, even at night, as she...
Oh my goodness. Are there any dangers of eating soil or clay? I'm sure it's not safe just to go to a termite mound or to just look for soil, red soil anywhere, or any soil. There must be a danger somewhere.
Yes, Doc. It is quite dangerous to their health. One thing we have to realize is that they are picking that soil from the ground.
Yes.
It is not sterilized. So there are dangers of worm infestation.
Worms.
There are dangers of other microorganisms.
Yes.
Even bacterial infections, because it has just been picked from the ground.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Two, eating soil because of lack of iron. Soil itself binds the iron that in the GIT that comes from the food. So the soil will bind the iron and make it unavailable to the body.
Wow. So what you're saying is, if a pregnant woman has eaten soil and then they go home and they eat, let's say, a plate of beans which has got iron, that soil will bind the iron from the beans and it will not be absorbed by the intestines.
Very correct.
So then their craving even goes more.
In fact, the eating of soil causes iron deficiency and not the reverse.
Oh. Okay.
The woman will crave for the soil because she's iron deficient. She will eat the soil. The soil will exacerbate the condition of iron deficiency.
Oh,
because
dear.
The only thing it does is to bind the iron that the young woman or the lady gets from the food and makes it unavailable to the body.
So that it becomes like a vicious circle.
Very
it's
correct.
A very vicious cycle.
Yes.
Oh, ay. Does it block the intestines? Surely if I eat soil, does it get digested like other food? Surely.
Definitely not. Definitely not. So it could have other health implications apart from the nutrition implications.
Oh.
So actually, soil is not good for anybody.
Okay. I'm sure it can cause the intestines to burst, rupture, or even get obstructed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I know with this condition, is there a treatment, a medical treatment for women or people who eat soil? Can someone go to a doctor and say, I'm sick, I'm eating so much soil, and the doctor will say, here's the treatment. Is there such a thing?
The treatment of eating of soil can be complex because, one, you have to treat the habit. And two, you have to treat the craving. Why is it there? Is it physiological?
Yes.
So there has to be physiological treatment and the psychological treatment.
Let's begin with this physiological. What can the doctor give this poor person who's eating lots of soil?
Now, if it is because of iron deficiency, then we could recommend iron supplementation.
Iron supplements, okay.
Now, iron supplementation in Kenya, for example, is compulsory among pregnant women.
Oh.
So that should assist them. So we would advise all pregnant women to go for their antenatal clinics, get the iron supplements, and take them.
Okay.
Most women I've come across, do not like taking those supplements.
Why?
They claim the supplements have some smell. So because they want to please the doctor, they will pick the supplements and they throw them away.
And then the craving
then
continues.
They continue eating the soil because the craving will continue. So my advice to women, whether pregnant or non-pregnant, if they are given iron supplements, because the supplements will be given by the doctor upon diagnosis of the iron status.
Yeah.
These are even given to young women, these young adolescent girls who bleed so much and lose iron. Some of them also turn to geophagy. So if they are given the iron supplements, I would advise they take the supplements
as
per the doctors.
Doc, can a lady who does not have access to a doctor and is still craving the soil, can they go and ask a pharmacist for a multivitamin mineral supplement which has got iron? Will it work the same as just a plain iron supplement?
Now, I would actually advise anybody who wants to take supplements to first do it after doctor's advice.
Yes.
Because generally, as a nutritionist, Much as iron supplementation is good in extreme cases,
yes.
But food-based approaches
yeah.
to nutrition deficiency
yeah.
is the most sustainable
yeah.
way of reducing deficiencies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now here, because we are fighting the habit and the physiological aspect,
yes.
let us deal with both of them simultaneously. We
okay.
deal with the habit so we can, as well, if the doctor is not there, can we start dealing with the habit as we use maybe food-based approaches,
okay.
the deficiencies.
Okay. Now, when you say we deal with a habit, how do you deal with a habit? How does a woman who's eating soil change the habit of eating soil?
Actually, it's very difficult to deal with habits, but we can do this through, one, educating them.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, it's to do with the mind.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we tell this person, make this person understand the effects of eating soy?
Yes.
The health effects of eating soy.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's make this person understand, and then we can give a solution gradually, because you see, this person has a habit of putting something in the mouth
all the
time.
Yes.
Let's look for a food-based solution.
Okay.
We give this person a food
yes.
rich in iron so that the person can, like the bites,
yes.
and crackers. So when the person feels like biting soy,
yeah.
bites this.
Oh, eats it, the new food.
So you see,
yeah.
you are dealing with the habit then, but now in a more
sustainable
nutritional
oh,
manner.
Nutritional, yes.
Because you are offering a food option
yes.
other than the soil,
yes.
which has iron
yes.
that the soil is purported to have.
Yes.
But this food is not going to bind the iron inside.
Okay.
Young woman has eaten through the food.
Oh, wow. Now, when you say we give them food to eat, and that's the reason I came to you, Dr. Waswa. You've published research on how to deal with this problem of geophagia, of people eating soil. And I read you came up with a new product. So please tell me and the listeners about this wonderful new food you have created that reduces the craving for soil or clay.
Thank you, Dr. Mugambi. Actually, I've developed a product which I call a soil replacer.
A soil replacer oh.
for women who eat soy.
Wow.
And because from the beginning, I said soil is even eaten by boys.
Yes.
So it's not actually a food replacer for women.
It's for the human person.
For human person.
For humans,
because
yeah.
geophagy actually is eating of soil by humans,
by
not
humans.
By women. So anybody who eats soil can be able to take
this new product,
this food product.
Yes.
Now, I developed this product from locally available traditional foods. One of the ingredients was millet. Millet is locally available
throughout the African continent.
Very, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Millet is available. Amaranth seeds.
Amaranth seeds. Okay.
Yes. Amaranth seeds have high content of iron.
Wow.
Then I mixed with termites.
You went out to collect termites.
Yes. I have a passion of termites. So my name from where I come from is equivalent to termites.
Okay. Now the listener is wondering why termites. I know as Africans, there are communities that eat insects. There are communities that actually eat termites. They are high in protein. Doc, you can tell us what else is in termites.
Now, termites have a very high content of iron.
They also have iron?
They have a very high content of iron.
Wow.
Now, why did I choose termites and not grasshoppers? Because grasshoppers are also insects that are acceptable in Africa.
They're eaten widely.
Yes. These human beings who eat soil, they have a tendency to eat soil from termite mounds.
Yes.
Now, I thought there must be something in termites.
Yes.
That makes the human graves for that soil made by termites.
Yes, yeah.
So other than the nutritional value of termites,
yes,
I thought there must be something else special in termites.
Yes.
That makes them grave for the termite soil.
Yes.
Actually, in the randomized controlled trial I carried out with the product, my treatment group stopped eating the soil.
They stopped craving?
Yes. After this 3 months of eating that food product. So instead, they could eat the food product, but they told me at the end of the intervention, they did not have the craving at all.
At all.
One thing is that their iron levels went significantly up because of eating the product.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I also talked to these respondents of mine and gave them nutrition education on why they should not eat the soil, the implications of eating the soil. So you see, I was gradually weaning them off
the
soil habit through giving a food product, talking to them, so I'm able to deal with the psychological and physiological reason why they eat soil. So because physiologically their iron status had to go up, and therefore they could not drink for the soil anymore.
Okay. Now, the listener here is asking, Doctor, why don't you just tell us how to make this product? Because you've published it, it's in the public domain. How can the listener go to the market and get millet and amaranth seeds? And if they can collect termites, are you willing to tell the listener how to mix?
Okay, actually, it's very simple, very simple. We have millet on the market.
Yes.
Amaranth can also, seeds can also be found on the market. Okay. If you are lucky, if you come from places like Zambia where termites are all over on the market, you can also buy that on the market.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I can go to the market and buy termites.
Yes, they're available. Even in Kenya here, you go to some parts like in Western Kenya.
Yes.
You find them on the market.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So now that I have millet, amaranth, and termites on my kitchen table, what do I do?
Okay. It's quite easy, dog.
Ah, okay.
Once you have the millet, the amaranth, and the termites.
Yes.
Then you would prepare them and take them to the local posho mill to grind.
Oh, they have to be ground, okay.
So you have to prepare them, sort the millet.
Okay.
To remove any particles.
Okay.
Any soil.
Okay.
Any foreign material.
Okay.
So it is clean and only millet.
Okay.
Amaranth should also be prepared. You sort out. Most of the time, termites are bought when they are good enough for grinding.
Oh, okay. So, they are dried and can be ground.
Yes.
They are not alive.
No. The dry ones.
They are dried ones. Okay.
So you mix 1 cup. For 1 cup of millet, you take 1/2 cup of amaranth.
Okay.
And 1/4 cup of
termites.
Termites.
Oh.
So mix this together very well and take to your local grinding mill and grind to flour.
Flour, so it becomes flour.
It becomes flour.
Wow.
Yes, so once you have your flour, you can now You can now mix with water.
Okay.
You mix it well so that it's all mixed with water to form some thick mixture.
Okay.
Yeah, some thick dough, something like a thick dough.
Okay.
And then you can now cook it. Just put on a pan, a dry pan.
A dry pan.
A dry pan and roast it.
Do I put oil on the pan?
No.
No, okay.
Just roast it dry.
Okay.
Until it smells cooked. When millet cooks,
yes,
it has some smell. You smell cooked.
Okay.
Now, this product, millet is brownish in color.
Yes.
So, as it cooks, it becomes more brown.
Okay.
And it will look more of the soil.
Oh, they say it will resemble
the soil. So as I told you earlier, we want to treat the mind of this person.
Yes.
Psychologically.
Yes.
And then nutritionally.
Yes.
So this person, once this is cooked,
yes,
it will look like soil.
Yes.
So when this person eats,
yes,
she will feel like she's eating soil because the color looks like soil. This has termites, so the termite will give some smell, the same smell that they feel when they're going to pick the termite soil from termite mounds. Yes. So slowly, because in the mind of the consumer,
yes,
this resembles the soil.
Yes.
So it's like you are treating the mind, but now with a nutritious food,
yes,
that will not cause any health effect to the consumer.
Wow.
So at the end of it all, the iron status of the consumer will go high, and once we achieve that, the craving goes away and the consumer stops eating the soil.
Oh, wow.
So this, I was explaining the process of making it. We had just put on the heat to roast.
Yes.
So you'll turn it occasionally to have the whole flour cooked
nice and brown. Okay.
And then after it is cooked, you can dry it on the sun so that it is very dry and crispy.
Okay.
When it's dry and it's crispy, it is very interesting to eat.
Wow.
Very interesting, and they like it.
Okay. Now, if you come from a community like mine, where we don't have termites readily available, you have to look for them far and wide. The listener here is asking, if I don't have termites, if I just use millet and the amaranth seeds, will their craving still go away? Or what can I do?
Now, the use of termites, one, is to increase the iron content of the product.
Yes.
So if we get the product that has high iron content, then that can still do.
So, okay.
Now, termites, most insects or most of the foods we eat have cultural connotations.
Yes.
We have some cultures that do not accept termites as food.
Yeah.
And therefore, we may not be able to force them to eat the termites.
Yeah.
Now, what can we do if the termites are not present? Now, we could still have mixed amaranth and millet because the content of iron is equally high.
Okay.
But if in the community we have other insects that are acceptable, then I would advise that we add any other insect. If grasshoppers are acceptable in your community, they also have very high iron content. Most of the insects are high in protein
and
iron.
Wow.
So I would advise that you can use any other insect in the absence of other insects, because insect farming has not really grown in most communities, then you just use millet and amaranth, and then take an orange after you've taken your crisps to make the iron within more available to your body.
So this can also be done by the urban lady who is craving soil and stones. I can go to the to the vegetable vendor, get my millet and my amaranth, and if I live in an apartment in a city, I can grind it and make it like you're saying, and still my craving will go down.
Absolutely. This is a solution for all human beings.
All humans.
Yes.
Oh, wow, Doc. Listeners, can you believe that? We have an African solution for a human problem. I want to thank Dr. Waswa for giving us the time and her knowledge. Doc, please thank you for letting Health Talk Radio Africa come and interview you. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mugambi, for having me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, listeners. And remember to eat healthy so you can live healthy. Thank you so much. For tuning in at Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.